Hallelujah. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿神的平安与大家同在。
Tonight, the topic for our mutual encouragement is the downfall of the King of Tyre.
今天晚上用堕落的推罗王做互相的勉励。
When we read the book of Ezekiel, starting from chapter 26, it talks about the downfall of the king and the city of Tyre.
我们从以西结书26章开始，连续三章就讲到了这个堕落的推罗王以及他这个以及这个城市。
And totally, there are three chapters: 26, 27, and 28 talk about this his downfall.
那连续三章，从26章开始，连续三章呢，都谈到了这件事情。
When the prophet used so much time and effort to describe about it, that means it is very important.
换句话呢，既然先知用了这么多的章节谈论这件事情，表示非常重要。
And the prophet prophesies that the king of Tyre and the city will be destroyed because of pride.
先知在这边已经预言，他们这个城市推罗城市将要被摧毁，因为他们的骄傲。
Let's turn to chapter 26.
我们看到以西结书26章
verse 1.
26章的第一节。
Chapter 26, verse 1.
以西结书26章的第一节，第十一年十一月初一日。主的话临到我说，第二节，人子啊，因推罗向耶路撒冷说，啊哈，那做众民之门的已经破坏，向我开放，他即便为荒场，我必丰盛。第三节，所以主神如此说，推罗啊，我必与你为敌，使许多国民上来攻击你，如同海使波浪涌上来一样。
That year, in verse 1, the 11th year, according to Bible scholar, is 587 BC.
那么这第一章第一节，这一章第一节这里说到说第十一年，按照推论，也就是主前587年。
At the time, the city of Jerusalem and Judah was in chaos because they were almost destroyed. They are besieged by Babylonian and going to be destroyed very soon.
在当时，以色列跟犹大呢是一阵的混乱，那么也就濒临到说，这个当时的巴比伦王呢要来摧毁他们。
So when the king of Tyre and the city heard about it, they were very happy. They said, "Ha ha, you know, Jerusalem will be destroyed, and we'll see what happened, and we'll benefit from it."
在这个混乱当中，推罗王竟然非常的开心，说到：“既然他们要被摧毁，我们就能够渔翁得利了。”
So, but God was not happy.
神听到这样是很不高兴的。
So that's why, in this context, the prophet spoke about king of Tyre and the city.
所以在这边，先知预言针对于推罗这个城市这么说。
Many country will come go against it.
这里说到很清楚，很多国家都会上来攻击你。
And chapter 27 said it will be totally destroyed.
27节甚至谈到它将会全面的被毁灭。
So.Tonight we talk about why it will be destroyed.
我们为什么谈到今天晚上说到说这个城市会被毁灭呢
？What can we learn from it?
那在这个毁灭当中，我们又学什么
？First, let's talk about a bit of the history from the Bible about the city.
首先，我们从历史上看看这个城到底是什么样的城。
The first time we heard about a city in the Bible, we can turn to Joshua chapter 19, verse 29.
首先，我们谈到推罗城，第一次在圣经看到的就是在约书亚记的第十九章那边看到。
1929.
约书亚记第十九章的第二十九节，约书亚记十九章的第二十九节，转到拉玛和坚固城推罗，又转到何萨，靠近雅各西一带地方，直通到海。
Tyre started as a city, but in the time of Joshua, it was pretty strong already.
我们可以看到，一直推往到约书亚时代呢，当时的推罗就是个坚固城啊。
Just like Jericho or city of Ai, it was only a city. But in those days, a city is a state, so it's called city-state.
所以在那个时候呢，既然叫城，也就是好像一个州这么大，这么的有办法，好像当时的这个爱城、耶利哥城一样。
A city actually equal to a country in those days.
在那个时候呢，可以说一个城就好像一个国。
That's why in that city there was a king.
所以在这个城里面，绝对有城的国王。
But over time.The city of Tyre actually developed into a country, and the whole area is called next line is called Phoenicia, 腓尼基。
所以我们可以看到呢，在推罗呢，继续往前，继续往 历史继续往前推进的时候，看到它真的变成一个国，而且就是在腓尼基这个地方。
And then Tyre was the main port city of Phoenicia.
好，在腓尼基这个地方呢，推罗就好像一个首都一样啊。
Just like in Canada, we have Toronto, the biggest city, or Ottawa, the capital.
所以我们可以看到，就好像加拿大啦，有多伦多，有渥太华这种像首都级的城市。
So look at this map on the left upper corner, the Phoenicia. There's two cities. Whenever we say Tyre, always relate to Sidon. Tyre, Sidon, Tyre, Sidon. It's always come as a twin, just like a.
我们看这个地图呢，告诉我们说呢，既然提到了推罗，总会提到另外一个城市，也就是最靠近的西顿啊。所以我们都说推罗西顿。
Okay, now what is so famous about Tyre and Phoenicia?
那我们说，那这个腓尼基当中的这个推罗城为什么这么有名？
Next slide show us that Tyre has abundance of natural resources.
在下一页我们看到呢，它充满了天然丰富资源呐。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 9.
我们请看到啊，列王记上
verse 11.
列王记上九章的第十一节。
First King 9:11.
列王记上九章的第十一节，推罗王希兰曾照所罗门所要的。资助他香柏木、松木和金子，所罗门王就把加利利地的二十座城给了西兰。
In the time of Solomon, that the country, Tyre, the country is called Tyre, and then the king is called Hiram.
在那个时候呢，推罗王叫西兰，在所罗门的时代。
When Solomon need to build the temple for God, he need a lot of timber.
所罗门王为了要盖神的圣殿呢，所以他要很多的木材。
A very strong, solid timber.
换句话呢，它需要好木。
But those timber only grow in high altitude.
好，那这些好木呢，都必须长在高山上、高纬度的地方。
Just like in the Canadian Rockies, there are a lot of big trees, very good hardwood.
那就好像我们到落基山脉看到加拿大有许多很好很直的树。
But Israel, because it's the high level is not high enough, so they don't have that kind of timber. They have to ask Lebanon, or they have to ask Tyre to buy from them.
所以在以色列地呢，没有办法找到这么好又长在这么海拔高的好木，所以他们必须要找西顿王要。
So that the king Hiram of Tyre sent him a lot of timber, a lot of cedar wood.
所以这个西兰王呢，也就推罗的王，推罗城市的王呢，就真的送给他好多香柏木、松树啊。
So look at this tree, cedar wood. We know even in Canada we have cedar wood, but a little bit different than a cedar in Lebanon.
那么在黎巴嫩的松树香柏木跟我们在加拿大看的有些不一样。
But it's strong and famous.
但是呢，它的坚固是绝对有名的。
If you use cedar wood to make a building, even it can last a few hundred years, will not rot, will not collapse.
用香柏木或者松树呢盖的房子呢，百年不坏。
And not only they have cedar, but they have a lot of technicians. They have a lot of experienced loggers.
换句话，它不只是树木非常的丰富呢，而且还有充足的人才。
Next slide.
在下一页。
Actually, in another verse, we don't have to flip. They not only sending the timber, but they send a lot of loggers and workers how to transport the log, the big timber to Israel.
那我们看到，在所罗门王那个时代呢，这个推罗王不只是送他木头，而且还派了很多很好的木匠去帮忙。
So look at this picture in the right. You know the big log in North America. Wow, sometimes you need a team of people to cut it.And transport it.
所以在图片当中，我们看到这么漂亮的树呢，有时候要整组人一起砍下来，然后来运送。
2,000-3,000 years ago, they don't have machine. You can think about how difficult to cut a big timber and then transport it.
那在那个时候，两三千年前的推罗时代，当时呢没有这么样的技术，但是他们要靠整批的人把树砍下来。
没有机器，
没有那么大的机器。
But they have techniques.
但他们有技术了。
Okay, next slide.
在下一页。
Where is Tyre? Tyre is today.A country called Lebanon.
那么今天我们看到推罗在现代这个时代叫做黎巴嫩。
And sometimes you hear from news in the Middle East, and then north of Israel today. Sometimes have conflicts, and sometimes it's quite famous.
那黎巴嫩的名字在我们的新闻当中常常出现，他们常常会跟以色列啦有敌对的状态。
And then you know the flag of Lebanon in the middle is cedar tree.
我们看黎巴嫩的国旗在正中间就是有一棵像香柏木的松树。
Okay, back in those days, Lebanon, I mean, Tyre started as a small city, but they start doing small businesses here and there. Next line.
在很早的时候呢，推罗是一个贸易的城市，从小的贸易开始，一点一点积成。
Let's look at Nehemiah chapter 13.
我们请看尼希米记。
Verse 16.
尼希米记的第十三章第十六节。
Nehemiah 13:16.
以西美记十三章的第十六节，又有推罗人住在耶路撒冷，他们把鱼和各样货物运进来，在安息日卖给犹太人。
Okay, one thing I want to emphasize: Tyre is a Gentile land. They are Gentile people. They are not Israelites.
我们在这边可以看得见的，推罗这个地方的人呢，是属于外邦人，不是属于犹大人。
But they are good business people. They travel everywhere.
但是呢，他们很多的旅行，很多的贸易。
At the time Jerusalem was rebuilt.
那么任何那时候在耶路撒冷重建的时候
，They come to Jerusalem and they bring all the goods.
所以当他们在建成的时候呢，他们带来很多的货物啊
，like fish, like spice, everything.
所以我们看到在耶路撒冷城里面，他们带来鱼啊，各式各样的货物在这节里面。
And they try to sell it to the Jews, to Israelites on the Sabbath day because they don't keep Sabbath.
所以在那个时候要卖给犹大人呢，在安息日卖给他们。
So they are good traders.
换句话，他们是很好的贸易商人。
Okay, now next line.
再下一页。
We talk about Lebanon. There's one thing we have mentioned is the color purple.
谈到黎巴嫩，就谈到了黎巴嫩的紫色。
In the ancient time, the dye when you want to make color of your clothes, you don't have chemical to use. You can only use natural ingredients.
在那个时代，在古时候呢，为了要染色呢，绝对是用天然的色染，没有办法用化学品染。
And according to tradition, the people in Tyre are the one to invent the way to make purple clothes.
按照历史来说，他们在这个推罗人呢，真的就是发明如何做染料。
They use the murex shells, seashell, the granite, and then extract some pigment, and then to dye into a color called Tyrian purple. Even today, this color is very famous, very beautiful.
那时候的人非常的聪明，他们用这种天然的宝。贝壳把它研磨之后，抽取它的颜色，就是现在最有名的紫红色。
In the past, only the king or the really rich person can afford purple color.
这种紫红色，事实上在当时，在红紫色在那个时候都是非常昂贵的，只有国王级的才能够穿得到。
Not like today, right? Today you can buy any color.
不像今天什么色都可以买了。
Now we can see the scale of the city and the country is developing.
所以我们看到在那个时候是一个高端发展的地方跟国家。
By the time of the prophet Ezekiel and Isaiah, it has already developed into an international trade center.
所以在先知的那个时代呢，在那个时候的推罗已经属于叫做国际型的贸易中心了。
It looks like in the book of Isaiah already tell us.
所以在下一页我们看到以赛亚书已经提到这件事了。
Okay, the next line I want to show you a map.
在下一页呢跟大家分享一个地图。
2,500 years ago, when you talk about international trade, it is in Europe and Asia and Africa. This area is the contact connect the three continents.
所以我们可以看到，在当时我们说所谓的当时的世界贸易了，也就联合了非洲一部分的亚洲跟一部分的欧洲。
Now, bear in mind at this time, 2,500 years ago, the majority of the world, the other part are undeveloped, are barbarians, are not much culture, except China and India. They have another road.
在那个时候，2,500多年前呢，也除了只有中国或是印度有稍微高度发明的文化，其他地方其实都是很落后的。
But the world trade is surrounded in this area.
所以当时的世界贸易中心可以就是以此地为主啊。
Where is Tyre? Tyre in the very right.
那我们可以看到呢，在右手边。我们看到推罗
and then that is a major port.
那个是一个最主要的港口。
So people want to trade, they bring their goods to sell it there and to buy from someone else. They have to go to Tyre.
所以换句话，凡是做贸易的人一定要到推罗跟人家做交易。
And then they bring the goods they bought there and back to their own city in the coast of Africa and part of Europe and even Asia.
所以在那个时候交换贸易之后呢，就带各个字带回欧洲部分的亚细亚以及非洲。
So today when you talk about international trade center, you think about New York, London, Hong Kong, Singapore. But in those days, it is Tyre.
在今天这个时代，我们说这个世界贸易中心像纽约啦，这种伦敦这种大城市，但是在2,500年前，推罗就像这样。
And of course, they use next slide. They use the very solid, very strong ship, a vessel to transport goods to Tyre.
所以下一页我们就看到，既然讲贸易，又在港口，就有很好的船了。
Next slide, give you a little bit picture about how those ships looked like at that time.
在那个
时 time of Romans, they used ship like that.
在那个时候，也就是罗马时代，甚至都还传奇用这样的好的船。
Long range vessel, you can endure a lot of wave and long distance.
这样的船盖起来在海上可以行走很久的时间，而且可以抗拒很多的海浪。
And of course, the trading they don't have. You may think that it's very primitive, but actually it's not.
所以我们可以看到，在那个时候呢，货物呢，事实上是在那流通的。
Next line.
在下一页。
Yeah, they change goods. They change hands. Goods change hands there.
我们看到呢，大家在那边做交易。
Next slide tell us why Tyre is so important.
那在下一页告诉我们说，为什么推罗在那个时候这么重要
？Whoever control trades actually control the world. Even this is even true nowadays.
就算来到今天，谁有了贸易能力，今天就谁能控制世界。
Why the country there are conflicts about trade war and money? Because trade involves money, and whoever control trades control the world.
所以我们可以看到，现在既然讲贸易，就是讲到钱。既然能够控制贸易，就是能够控制世界上的钱。
So people from afar have to come to Tyre and ask for the chance to do trading there. And you can see the power of Tyre and this king. It's just like he's the top of the world.
所以我们可以看到，在当时那个时代呢，多少人来到推罗就是为了要赚钱。如果是那个国的国王推罗王，那简直就好像神一样啊。
They have to come to buy goods.
他们所有人都要来到那个地方买货。
Even they buy slave there.
甚至呢，他们在那边买了奴隶回家。
A lot of people at that time, even black people at that time, or slave from Arabia, they were trade there because there was slave market.
所以我们可以看到那个时候呢，就把黑人当成奴隶的这样来买卖呢，买什么的东西都有。
Okay, now the next slide give us a picture of the city called Tyre. It's a very strong city with very high walls.
好，在下一页呢，告诉我们说，这个城市当时在盖的时候，就是有很高的城墙啊。
It is so strong that a city and a king think that no one can ever break us, no one will ever conquer us.
当时的国王认为，我有这么坚固的城市，没有人可以打得进来，没有人可以打得赢我。
According to some historian, the wall of the city is more than 30 or 40 meter height.
当时的以历史家来看的话呢，当时的墙呢有30到40尺高啊
，and it's very thick，
非常的厚啊。
And they are, you know, the main town, the main city, Tyre is an island.
然后呢，最主要那个首都就是推罗市啊
，is an island，
是一个岛哎。
So can you imagine how can you conquer an island？
换句话呢，四周都是海的岛呢，怎么打呢
？Your soldier, your chariots cannot walk on water, cannot swim.
换句话，要攻击这个城市呢，根本不可能。马车士兵根本过不了海。
So the king of Tyre was so mighty, so boastful that no one will ever conquer us.
所以我们可以看到当时的推罗王多么的骄傲，多么的自豪啊！没有人打得赢啊。
And next slide show us that they are very advanced in the trade. They already have very advanced currency system.
那在那个时候呢，在下一章我们可以看到，我们说他多么的在这个贸易上的进步啊！你看他当时都有当时自己的钱呢、啊。
Even before the Romans time, they already developed currency.
换句话呢，也就在罗马时代之前，他们都有自己的这个金额啊。
Okay, now next line.
在下一页。
Why I share all this? Because I want you to picture yourself. Tyre is not like a countryside or a place of nowhere. It's New York today. It's London. It's the main capital of the world.
跟大家介绍这么多推罗的种种，就是要告诉大家说，推罗就好像今天我们看到了纽约，今天我们看到伦敦这种世界贸易中心、啊、
Now, if somebody come to tell you, right, New York will fall, London will fall, all the major city will fall, I think you think he's joking.
今天如果有人告诉我们说，像伦敦、像纽约这种城市呢，到最后会被摧毁，我们会可能不太相信吧。
During the year of 587 BC, when Ezekiel spoke this, people think that he was making nonsense. He was crazy.
在那个时候呢，先知在587年，也就主前587年说这个城市将要被毁，所有人认为你是开玩笑的。
How could a city built in the middle of the ocean, an island, having so strong the wall, who can anyone conquer it?
用逻辑来推，这么强的城市，这么就在海的正中央，谁能够打赢，能够占据这个城？
But 15 years after Ezekiel spoke about the prophecy,
也就是在以西结在先知说完这话的15年之后
，which is 572 BC, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came and conquered the city of Tyre.
也就是在主前572年，出名的尼布甲尼撒王就把它攻下来。
But it's quite interesting. How long does it take for Nebuchadnezzar to finish his job?
那么有趣的是呢，尼布甲尼撒王很厉害，打这个城打多久？
哇 ，according to the historian, tell us It took him 13 years to siege the city, and eventually he succeeded.
我们看哈，他历史告诉我们说，尼布甲尼撒王花了13年才能够包围整个城市，把它攻下来。
And that is very interesting because the city itself is so strong.
我们可以看到这个城真的是很强的一个城啊。
But he did not totally destroy the city.
但是他没有完全摧毁这个城。
You know, just like the Bible tells us we just read, it's not only one country will come to destroy him. There's multiple countries.
就好像我们刚开始讲到了这个先知说到说，不是只有一个国家来打你。很多国家像海浪一样涌来打你。
Bible is always true.
圣经都是对的。
The year 332 BC.
在主前332年。
Another remarkable siege, which is done by, you must heard the name, Alexander the Great.
我们都知道。
The emperor of the Greece Empire.
那我们这里看到了当时的希腊国王亚历山大帝就来了。
And then he come to conquer and destroy Tyre.
那么他一口气把它攻下来，而且把它摧毁。
But the story is very remarkable to how he did it.
那我们可以看看说，当时这个国王怎么办到的。
Okay. Next line.
在下一页。
The Bible was fulfilled.
圣经的预言真的就是实现了。
Remember that we say that the first time Nebuchadnezzar come, but it did not totally destroy the island. It destroyed the coastland.And destroy a lot of old Tyre on the right side. On the right side.
那我们看到说了，尼布甲尼撒王来打的时候呢，他只攻击了在海边的一部分的推罗城市。
And then he tried to go to the island, but did not succeed in totally destroy it.
然后他想要渡海攻击这个最大的城市呢，但是呢没成功。
But 200 years later, Alexander came.
200年之后呢，亚历山大帝来了。
He used the scrap. He used the ruins, the rocks. He did some. He was very creative.
他非常聪明啊！他用石头啊。
How we can go to conquer Tyre?
他想说我们怎么打这个岛
？It's difficult to have at that time they don't have like an aircraft carrier or something like that.
在那个时候时代呢，没有所谓的飞机可以去轰炸了。
They need a ocean bridge, a long bridge, cross the ocean and go to the island to destroy that part.
为了要能够渡海，他必须要有个大桥，能够跨海大桥去到那个岛上去打那些人。
Then how did he make the bridge?
那怎么样做这个跨海桥呢
？He tell all his soldier, everyone, tens of hundreds of thousands of them, everybody get the scrape, the old stone, the rocks, the old ruins, and put it into the sea like filling, and then make the man-made bridge, right? Go like a ocean across causeway to go to the island.
好，我们看到亚历山大帝呢，叫他所有的士兵每个人每一天带一块石头呢。放进这个海里面，做成一个可以过的桥。
It was totally made this 800 meters length.
所以我们可以看到总共它造这个800公尺的一个好像一个路径，一个可以过的地方。
60 meters wide.
然后60公尺宽呐。
Next slide, tell you.
再下一个看。
Very interesting. And then they keep building it. They keep building it slowly, slowly, slowly.
我们看到他每一天这样一点一点填呢，真的越来越靠近这个海岛城了。
And then when it's closer, wow, the people of Tyre they're scared. Wow, they're reaching us.
他们看这个路一直往他们这边靠的时候呢，越来越靠近，他们开始害怕了。
And they're using battering rams to attack the city.
那么他们再来呢，就用各式各样的武器呢来攻击城市啊。
Okay, let's look at chapter 26.
我们请看26章。
Chapter 26, verse 8.
以西结书26章的第八节，以西结书26章第八节，他必用刀剑杀灭属你诚意的居民，也必造台筑垒举盾牌攻击你。第九节，他必安设撞城锤攻破你的墙垣，用铁器拆毁你的城楼。
Wow, that was fulfilled later, right? Alexander the Great really succeeded.
我们看到这几个武器在亚历山大帝都用上了。
He didn't have an aircraft carrier, but he conquered an island.
我们看到他当时没有飞机去轰炸，但是呢，他有办法能占据这个城啊。
And it destroyed the city.
而且能够把这个城全部摧毁。
Destroy the wall.
而能够摧毁他的城墙。
Burn up the places.
然后把这个城给全部烧毁。
That's why he's called Alexander the Great. Wherever he go, nobody can stop him.
所以我们可以看到呢，亚历山大大帝在这个时候呢，在当时一直到现在都还是被称为大帝啊。
He was a genius in warfare.
他是很聪明的一个战士啊。
But actually, history controlled by the hands of God.
但是我们都知道，历史就在神的手中。
So this only to tell us that no matter how proud you are, you think you are the top of the world, you are the strongest city in the whole world, but you will fall if you are too proud.
在这里告诉我们说，不管你是多强、多坚固、多聪明，一旦骄傲，就必要跌倒啊。
Next slide.
下一页。
Show you some of the pictures of the ruins of ancient Tyre. If today is a UNESCO. Historical site, heritage, world heritage site. You can go there for tourism.
所以今天我们看到这一张呢，就是现在历史的遗迹啊，事实上可以让当成观光圣地，看到当时的推罗什么样子。
And the next line too.
在下一页也是展现这样的图片。
And the next line.
在下一页。
Yeah. Yet later, the city have people. Some people still live there.
那么当然，现在还有一些人居住在那里。
The next line.
在下一页。
Next line. Yeah, but it was no more like.Great as before.
我们看到了昔日的光辉就已经再也看不见了。
But you look at this, right? This is the modern day picture. Really, now it's no more island. It's connected to the mainland since the time of Alexander the Great.
所以我们可以看到哈，这里你看不到任何的岛屿，所谓的岛城了、啊，事实上被亚历山大全部填起来了。
Okay, so what does it tell us?
这里告诉我们什么
？Next line, the Bible is accurate.
下一页告诉我们说，圣经中的预言绝对是真千真万确。
Don't take God's word for lightly.
换句话，不要把神的话当成耳边风啊
！Don't think that Bible is nonsense.
不要想说神的话在圣经里面只是随便说说啊。
15 years after Ezekiel preached about it, Tyre fell.
我们看到15，也就是以西结书说完预言15年之后，推罗就已经倒了。
And then 300 years later, Alexander destroyed totally.
300年之后呢，推罗被亚历山大帝全部摧毁。
So now the Bible said the only last prophecy hasn't fulfilled is the end time, second coming of Jesus.
所以圣经讲到的预言呢，还未实现，也就是主耶稣再临的时候。
It will come.
当然会来。
We have to prepare ourselves.
我们必须要准备好。
Now, then, what does Tyre represent today?
那今天呢，我们既然谈这个城市，它今天代表什么意义
？It's not only about that city.
不是单一个城而已。
Actually, next line tells us it represents the pride of human culture and civilization.
这里告诉我们人类文明的骄傲。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 26, verse 17.
我们看以西结书二十章。
Chapter 26.
二十六章。
Verse 17.
十七节。第十七节，他们必为你作起哀歌，说。你这有名之城，素为航海之人居住，在海上为最坚固的。平日你和居民使一切住在那里的人无不惊恐，现在何竟毁灭了
？Yes, you were famous, you were strong. Nobody can compare you. Nobody can destroy you.
在这里说到这个城呢，又坚固又安全，没有人可以毁得了。
The prophet would say, "Let's sing a lamentation for you because you are dying."
在这里告诉我们，在这里。在这里，我们可以看到说，说到说要为你做起哀歌了。
So because they are so proud, they're so famous.
原因就是因为他们太有名，太骄傲。
So today, if you are famous, be very careful.
所以今天如果我们有了名，必须要小心。
If people know you, you are known of something. People always talk about you. People think that you are very outstanding.
如果在别人
local church or in your company, you'll be very careful.
所以在别人眼中，如果每一天不管在教会、在工作里面，常常被人家提起，常常被人家看中的话，我们自己真的要小心。
Because those who are famous, who are well known, are more vulnerable to be attacked spiritually and physically.
换句话呢，越出名越有的人呢，就很容易被人家攻击，不管是在属灵或者属肉上。
And why Tyre is so proud?
那为什么推罗城这么的骄傲
？Let's turn to chapter 27, verse 4.
我们请再看下一章的二十七章的第四节。
Verse 3, chapter 27, verse 3 to 4.
二七章三到四节，第三节说：“你居住，你居住海口是众民的商埠，你的交易通到许多海岛。主神如此说：推罗啊，你曾说我是全然美丽的。第四节，你的境界在海中。”造你的，使你全然美丽。
Well, Tyre was proud because she has the qualification to be proud.
我们看到推罗会骄傲，因为呢，她值得骄傲。
First of all, she is beautiful.
原因第一个，她全然美丽。
If you look at the city, it has everything.
我们看看这个城里面什么都有。
It has a lot of goods, a lot of money.
有很多的钱，有很多的货物。
A lot of civilization.
有很多高度文明发展。
People live in the city is they look different than the people live in the countryside, right?
住在推罗里面的人呢，总是比住在旁边的人好像高级很多。
Sometimes you look at the whole city during the night, all the twilight, all the night sky. Wow, so beautiful.
有时候你看到一个城市晚上呢，灯火通明的时候，美丽的不得了。
Yes, you are beautiful. But who make you beautiful?
是的，一个城市很美丽，但是谁让这个城美丽
？But if you forget who make you beautiful.
但是如果一个城忘记了谁让这个城美丽的话
，You think that you are beautiful. You think you are different. Then you'll be destroyed. You'll be in trouble.
如果我觉得自己就是这么美丽的话，那么我有一天会有麻烦的。
So of course we all want to be beautiful. We all want to look beautiful.
今天我们都希望人家看我们是美丽的。
However, if people praise about your beauty, you think you are better than other people, you also have to be very careful.
但是当人家称赞你的美丽，让你自己觉得我真的比别人还好的时候，我们就要小心了。
Because you may be easily fall into the trap of pride.
因为我们很容易因为自己的骄傲而跌倒而失落了。
Next line, why she is so proud?
再下来我们看她为什么这么骄傲自大。
Because of her riches.
原因就是因为她丰富啊。
Because she has everything.
因为他是富有，什么都有啊。
Let's read chapter 27, verse 12.
我们继续看下来27章12节。十二节，他使人因你多有各类的财物，就做你的商客，拿银、铁、锡、铅，越换你的货物。
You know, can you imagine yourself 2,500 years ago? People bring the money, bring their goods, bring their gold and silver, begging the king, begging the city, let me.Open a shop here, right? Let me trade here, please.
所以我们可以想象这样的一个场景。当时所有的商客、所有的用户都希望能够来这个城里面呢，开一家店来做买卖。
We'll pay you whatever you want to charge us. Just give us a spot here.
他们到那个城里面求所有的人能够让他们能够在那边占为一席之地，就可以赚钱。
When people pleading you, begging you, you think you are different.
所以，当如果人家在你面前求你帮他做事的时候，你会觉得自己真的很了不起哦。
They are so rich.
因为呢，我觉得自己很富有。
Now today, of course, being rich is nothing wrong.
今天我们说，哎，这个人富有没什么不对。
If God one day bless you, you are super rich, but be very careful.
今天如果神真的祝福我们，让我们真的是超级的富有，我们必须要谨慎小心呐。
Usually, when a person is normal, average or poor, he'll be more humble. But when he start to get some money, he'll talk differently.
当一个人在钱财上比较普通、比较小康一点的时候呢，总是比较平淡。但是，一旦富有之后，我们真的要千万小心。
Sometimes people have money, they want to show it off, they want to talk loud.
当一个人富有的时候呢，就会讲话大声，就喜欢展现。
They want to control people.
因为就喜欢控制。
So that is the beginning of the downfall.
因为那就是跌倒前的开始。
If God bless you a very rich life physically, this is a big test.
如果今天在世界上神真的祝福我们变成很富有的时候，这是对我们来说是一个很大的考验。
Just like if God make you beautiful and smart, it's a big test.
就好像神让我们很聪明、很美丽，在人的面前，这也是个考验呐。
It's more harder. It's harder for you to go to heaven to humble yourself when you are rich and beautiful. You have everything. You have to be extra, extra, extra careful.
换句话，当我们什么事情都比人家好的时候，这对我们在奔跑天国路上来说是更加小心谨慎努力啊。
That's why that explains right why in the true church most people are so normal, so average.
所以今天你会不奇怪说在真教会里面看到很多人都是很平常、很朴素的。
Because that is the easiest to go to heaven.
因为这样让我们在天国路上就比较容易奔跑。
Otherwise, yeah, the more you have, the more beautiful you are to become proud so easy.
因为我们有的东西越多，比人家越好呢，就更危险了。
And the next reason they are so proud because they despise God.
那么再一个，他们心中的骄傲呢？原因是他们开始藐视神呐。
They think they are God.
因为他们觉得自己就是神呐。
Chapter 28, verse 9.
我们看下一章的28章的第9节。第九节，在杀你的人面前，你还能说我是神吗？其实你在杀害你的人手中，不过是人，并不是神呐。
So that is the thinking, the common thinking of Tyre. Why we don't have to worship God? We are God.
所以我们看到在推罗城市里面的人就觉得自己像个神一样，我们不要敬拜神啊。
Because everyone coming to begging me.
因为基本上全世界人这个时候都来我这边来求我啊。
We have everything.
因为我手边什么都有。
So isn't it? We are God. Everybody asks me for favor.
既然我什么都有，什么都在我的控制之内，我不是神是什么？
Everybody is trying to please me.
因为每一个人都想讨好我，我是神啊。
Then They make them forget who they really are.
所以在这个时候，推罗人已经忘记了他到底是什么人。
History repeat itself.
历史是会重演的。
2,500 years ago, they were Tyre in the top of the world.
当年的2500年前呢，推罗是世界上之星了。
They control the trade, they control the whole world.
他们控制的贸易，控制的世界。
Now look at the world today.
今天我们看看现在。
Who is the Tyre?
所以什么样的城，什么样是属于推罗城
？Whoever control the human civilization, control the trade, they are Tyre.
所以今天高度文明控制贸易的就是推罗城。
Next line.
下一页。
It tells us that Tyre has is a unique characteristic.
我们看到推罗城充满很特别的地方。
Unfair trading, greed, and a lot of unrighteousness was common in Tyre.
我们看到在贸易当中，很多不公平、很多不义的事情发生在当中了。
Let's read chapter 28, verse 15.
我们请看同一章28章的第15节。第15节，你从受造之日所行的都完全，后来在你中间又查出不义。
16.
16节，因你贸易很多，就被强暴的事充满，以致犯罪，所以我因你亵渎圣地，就从神的山驱逐你，遮掩约柜的基路伯啊。我已将你从发光如火的宝石中除灭了。
When God created human being, God put them into a garden, a very natural surrounding.
我们看到神创造人类的时候，把它放在一个非常美好自然的花园当中。
People should have a lot of space, live a very simple life, and they should live a very happy life.
在那个时候，人应该在那个花园里面过得非常有空间、有自在、快乐的生活。
However, people invented city.
但是呢，人类开始造城。
Because city is better to do business.
因为呢，城可以带生意。
And when business improve, and then there's more money coming in.
那么，既然有了生意，就有钱赚。
Now, the modern theory of capitalism supposed to be when the society as a whole improve, most people, everybody will get better.
所以现在所谓的城市观念，也就是说呢，只要城市开始赚，
资本主义
也就是城市开始赚钱，那么人就可以过好生活。
The more trade that we do, everybody should get rich. Everybody should be benefited.
所以贸易越多，钱越多，大家都有益处。
But the Bible is so meaningful, right? It even mentioned here a lot of trade. Actually, a lot of unfair situation will happen, and there will a lot of unrighteousness will follow.
圣经告诉我们非常的直接啦，贸易多了，充满不义的事就多了。
Wow, look at this graph, the next line.
我们看到下一页了，这个图啊。
I don't have the Canada figure, but this is a figure of the U.S. a couple years ago.
几年前，这个属于美国的一个走向。
It talks about the disparity between the rich and the poor.
这边说到了说穷人跟富人啊，有钱的人的一个差距。
Only in the U.S.
这是以美国当例子。
In the 1980s,
在1990年时代
the top 1% of the U.S. population only owns about 11% of the wealth nationally.
那么也就是说呢，在美国，这个1%的首富呢，拥有11%整个全国的一个财务。
But if you look at the right, if you go to Bay Road, right?
但是如果我们看到了蓝线
if you look at the 2015.
我们看到了2015年那条线。
Top 1% of the U.S. population, the richest, own more than 20% of the national wealth.
也就是说，美国最顶尖1%的有钱人已经拥有了超过将近百分之二十，甚至超过20%的财富。
It's double the national percentage.
那么换句话，已经超过了全国的比例呀。
That means the rich is getting even richer.
换句话，有钱人越有钱。
And the blue line talk about the opposite, the poor.The mass is getting poorer.
好，你会看到蓝色的线呢，继续往下走，也就是穷的人越来越穷。
Yeah, lot of wealth, lot of activity, lot of trading.
是的，在这些年中，美国有许许多多更多的贸易行为。
I tell you, this applies to every country.
那么事实上，这个不仅美国了，每一个国家其实走这条线都是一样的。
Even across country.
那么事实上，在国与国之间都是这样。
Yes, lot of trading, lot of capitalism. The rich country are always getting richer.And a poor country getting poorer.
所以国与国之间一样的，既然有金钱贸易的来往，你会看到有钱的国家越来越有钱，贫穷国家越来越贫穷。
And the next slide can tell us that it's a symbolic, right? The just one person, they're holding more, heavier, the gold, right? The other side is lifted up.
好，我们看在下一页呢，这就很好的一个很有趣的一个图像了。一个人可以站一边，但是绝对超过这么多人站另外一边。
And because of this, the society full of sin, full of violence, because of so many injustice.
我们看到，既然天平都已经不平了，表示这已经充满了强暴，甚至充满了犯罪。
So in so many cities, like the slum area, it's right across the so-called rich area.
所以我们看到说，一些大城旁边都有一些这种贫民窟的现象呢。越来越多这种现象出现。
So we can see this so-called modern capitalism. Is it good or bad?
所以我们看到现在的资本主义这种所谓的城市化到底好不好
？More trade, more unfairness, more unrighteousness.
我们看到多的贸易，多的不义，多的犯罪。
So that Tyre represent this whole human-centered culture.
所以我们看到推罗代表的是以人为本的这种社会形态。
So much greed, so much violences,
很多暴力，很多贪心呐。
So God prophesied, it must downfall.
所以这先知说了，这个城一定要被摧毁了。
But the Bible said Tyre doesn't only symbolize the physical world.
圣经告诉我们说，推罗不是代表只是仅仅一个城在世界上而已。
Next line,
下一页。
It actually prefigure the fallen angel.
事实上，预表了是堕落的天使。
We must ask why, where the pride come from?
我们会问说，到底这个骄傲从哪来
？Well, Adam and Eve, where they were tempted by the serpent.
亚当夏娃时代呢，就被这个蛇给引诱了。
The serpent tried to make Eve to be very interested in pride.
所以呢，蛇用什么？蛇让夏娃呢，觉得说呢，他可以感到自己骄傲。
After you eat the forbidden fruit, you'll be the same as God.
你只要吃了这树上的果子之后，你跟神一样啊。
So actually, if we look at chapter 28, the whole chapter talks about Tyre, the king Tyre, the downfall. Actually, prefigure there is an angel fallen, and then he started to oppose God.
所以我们看到整个以西结书28章就已经说到了，就好像一个很好的天使，因为骄傲堕落之后呢，来敌对神。
People always ask, okay, where does Satan come from? Did God create Satan?
我们常常会有人会这样问啦、啊：“哎呀，既然这个撒旦到底从哪里来？是撒旦是神创造的吗
？”No, God never created Satan.
我们要知道哈，神从来没有创造撒旦。
God created in the spiritual world beings. God created a lot of angels, and some angels are better than others. Some angels are more beautiful than others.
在属灵的世界里面，神当时创造了很多很好的天使，有些天使比其他天使漂亮更有用。
However, the most beautiful one.
但是最美丽的呢？
The most powerful one,
最有能力的呢
？The most outstanding one,
那么最杰出的天使呢
？Something wrong happened to him.
那么这样的天使真的出状况了。
He forgot who he is.
他已经忘记自己是天使了。
Chapter 28,
28章这一节
，from verse 11 talks about the prefiguration of what Tyre is representing fallen angel.
我们看到从11节开始，也就是拿着推罗来。预言说，来预表说这个堕落的天使。
Because the Bible always uses one thing to prefigure several things.
我们看到圣经常常用一件事情来预表好多样事情。
Okay, let's read chapter 28.
我们再看28章。
Chapter 28.
28章。
How do we know it's not only talking about physical king of Tyre, it's talking about angel, fallen angel?
我们为什么说推罗不是单单只谈这个城而已，而是预表着这个堕落的天使呢
？Verse 13.
我们请看十三节，十三节，你曾在伊甸神的园中佩戴各样宝石，就是红宝石、红碧玺、金刚石、水苍玉、红玛瑙、碧玉、蓝宝石、绿宝石、红玉和黄金，又有精美的骨笛在你那里，都是在你受造之日预备齐全的。
Verse 13, very strange, talks about in the day of Garden of Eden, the Garden of God.
十三节这边插了一句很有趣的一件事情，说到说在伊甸园神的殿当中啊。
Physically speaking, the king of Tyre never go to Eden.
那我们总的来说，当时推罗王没有去过伊甸园。
He's not there. He was not there.
当然也不在伊甸园。
But who was there besides Adam and Eve?
那么除了亚当夏娃之外，当时神创造伊甸园，谁也在当时的园中呢
？Of course, nobody else. Only the spiritual angels are there.
那么换句话，也就是属灵的天使同时在神所创造的园中。
Okay, verse 14.
我们看十四节，十四节，你是那受高遮掩约柜的基路伯，我将你安置在神的圣山上，你在发光如火的宝石中间往来呀。
Now this is even more clear.
这里更清楚了。
It is not talking about physical king of Tyre.
啊，绝对不是这样，推罗王或推罗城了。
He's talking about the angel.
就讲到了当时，也就讲到了天使。
The most beautiful one.
也就是最美丽的天使。
The one who is the one later is called can cover the ark, the cherubim.
换句话，这个天使是让神安排在约柜上面的基路伯啊。
But of course, when he falls, there's no more cherubim.
当然，堕落天使之后就也再也没有基路伯了。
When he falls, God casts him away.
当堕落天使堕落之后呢，神就把他赶出去了。
16, from the mountain of God, from the holy place, God cast him away.
16节这里告诉我们说，也因为他的犯罪，从神的圣山，从基路伯的约柜上面赶出去了。
And then what 17 say? God threw him to the ground.
17节这里告诉我们，甚至把这个天使呢摔倒在地啊。
Cast him out of God's presence.
把他驱逐在神的恩典之外啊。
Next line.
下一页。
So the angel, the most beautiful one, because of his pride.He was cast down.
我们看到呢，堕落的天使因为他的骄傲，所以被赶出了。
Jesus said about the same thing.
主耶稣在这里也说到同样的事。
Luke chapter 10 verse 18.
我们请看路加福音。
Luke chapter 10 verse 18.
路加福音十章的第十八节。路加福音十章的第十八节，耶稣对他们说：“我曾看见撒旦从天上堕落，像闪电一样啊。”
Wow, this is to tell us. Of course, in the spiritual realm, we understand very little.
那么在属灵的境界，我们了解的很少。
But Jesus provided a glimpse of what he knew.
所以主耶稣用这节告诉我们说，属灵的世界像这样。
Yes, he fell.
天使会堕落的。
Very fast.
而且堕落之快，像闪电呐。
Because he opposed God.
因为呢，你是敌对神的。
He was proud.
因为你是骄傲的。
Actually, the word Satan, right? We usually use that word to describe devil. The word Satan.Actually means to oppose.
我们看撒旦哈，撒旦的原意呢，我们说他叫魔鬼了哈。但是撒旦原意事实上就是与神为敌。
Yeah, because he was proud, so he was cast out, and then he didn't repent. He keep opposing God.
因为骄傲的关系，所以与神为敌，被神赶出，但是他继续与神为敌。
So he downfall very fast.
所以他被摔得很重，摔得很快。
From the most beautiful, become the ugliest.
从最美的到最丑的
，from the best one to become the worst.
从最好的到最坏的
，from the highest one in domain and become the lowest one.
从最高的到最低的
，and in the future he will be in the eternal punishment.
所以到未来他将会在永刑里。
Now, why do we talk about all this today?
今天我们为什么要讲这个
？If the most beautiful angel can have such a dramatic downfall,
今天我们看到神创造最美丽的天使都会堕落的话。
You and I, if we are not careful, we will follow the same projectiles.
今天你跟我不小心就会步落同样的路子。
Because pride is the original sin.
因为骄傲是原始的罪。
What does it mean we are proud, Nick Lai?
什么叫做骄傲
？First, people will tell that, oh, there's no God.
首先我们会常常听到有人说，哎，没有神呐。
People.Started to be proud to show that oh actually God may not be there, right?
当人的心中没有神的时候，就是骄傲的第一步，因为他觉得没有神存在呀。
They don't think, or they don't think he is God. They don't acknowledge him. He control our life and destiny.
他们不认为神掌握了一切，他们不认为神可以掌管一切。
Start to be rich, start to have this and that. They think that I control my future.
换句话说，这些都是我自己得来的，我自己控制我自己的未来。
I control my career.
我控制了我自己的我的工作。
I control my company.
我控制自己的公司。
I control my family.
我掌握自己的家庭。
They think that they can control. Actually, they think that they are God.
换句话说，所有东西都在我的掌握当中，我当然是神呢、啊。
Of course, you will not directly say I am God.
是的，我们在嘴边也许不会说我就是神。
But if you always think you are in control, you are playing God.
但是今天呢，我们总觉得所有东西都在我的控制之内。事实上，我们就好像跟神一样啊。
And what is pride?
什么是骄傲
？Pride means oppose God.
骄傲就是敌对神。
God wants you to do this, but you do the other otherwise.
那么我们想，神要我们做另外做这样子，但是我们就是不要做。
God wants you to go the right and you go the left.
我们神要我们走右边才是正路，我们就需要走左边。
So be very careful.
所以要小心啦。
This is pride.
因为骄傲在当中作祟了。
And pride also means something.
那么骄傲还代表什么意义
？Let's turn to Jude.
我们请看犹大书。
The book before Revelation.
也就在启示录前一章
，Jude，
犹大书
，Chapter 啊 ，There's only one chapter，Verse six，
犹大书这本书的第六节
，Jude six，
犹大书第六节，又有不守本位离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等候大日的审判。
Why the angel has fallen?
我们看到天使为什么堕落？
Because he's left his post, he has deserted his position.
换句话，也就是不守本位离开自己的住处啊。
What does it mean?
什么意思？
He was beautiful.
他是美的。
He was capable.
他是有能力的。
He can do anything.
事实上，他什么都可以做。
But only have to listen to God.
但是唯一就是要听神的话。
But he doesn't like it.
但是他就是不要听神的话。
I want to be God. I want to try to be God.
原因是这位天使他觉得说自己很厉害，我就是像神一样了。
Why I cannot be God?
为什么我不能像神一样呢？
Why I have to listen to him all the time?
为什么我要听这位神呢？
Can I be the boss sometime?
今天我能不能当自己的老板呢？
Well, then he left his position.
那么这个时候他就已经离开本位了。
And then.This is start his downfall.
那这个时候就是他堕落的开始啊。
He forget who he was.
已经忘记自己是谁了。
He forget it.
忘记是最可怕的。
Brother and sister, today will you forget who you are?
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是已经忘了自己是谁呢
？You know some people when they are so proud when they're so angry, they always ask, "Do you know who I am?"
我们看到有些人会在生气的时候对别人说：“你知道我是谁吗？”
Right, especially if you are so and so somebody, right? If you are president, if the father is the boss, or your father is the CEO, you will say, "Oh, my father, right?" Then you boast people.
有时候我们会觉得说自己真的是谁，就会很容易骄傲的跟人家说：“你知道我是谁的小孩吗？”
You are nobody.
事实上，我们什么都不是啊。
Even though you are the president of the United States.
今天就算我们当了美国的总统啊
，You are the Queen of England。
今天我们说我们是英国的首相，是英国的皇后啊。
Even though you are the smartest person on earth，
也许我们是全世界最聪明的人呐。
You are the richest person on the planet。
也许我们是地球上最有钱的人呐。
You are only a human。
但是我们仅仅是人呐。
In God's eyes, we are nothing。
在神的眼前，我们什么都不是。
Don't leave our post。
那么不要觉得自己真的像什么。
Don't forget who you are。
绝对不可以忘记自己是谁。
The next line tell us.
下一页告诉我们。
Be very careful tonight. The lesson we must take away home, take from home.
那么今天呢，我们回家的时候要记得这句话。
Be very careful about the self pride.
我们自己要很小心自己心中起的骄傲。
Because in Proverbs 16 verse 18, just like the.
因为在箴言的16:18告诉我们。
Like this guy, what is he stepping into now?
那么我们看到说，这个人头抬得这么高，他前面发生什么事呢
？So good, I'm different, right? I'm so smart. Yes, but after a while, he step into the hole.
我们看到说，他头这么高，觉得自己真了不起。下一步就是他要跌倒的时候。
Proverbs 16:18, always remember.
所以箴言16:18叫我们永远记住。
Pride come before the fall.
骄傲在败坏以先呐。
The moment you think you are something, you start to fall.
今天我们觉得自己真的像什么，真的是不得了了，我们就是要败坏了。
And then the next line.
再下一页。
Pride goes before destruction.
我们看到。
And the haughty spirit before a fall.
圣经告诉我们说，狂心呐、啊，在跌倒之前呐、啊。
So nowadays, the rainbow flag people pride parade, they call themselves pride. This what does it mean? You know what does it mean from the Bible?
所以今天我们看到圣经，以圣经来对照所谓的这种彩虹的游行，这事实上这个字是有根据的。
This is the Bible say we don't interpret it, but Bible straight from this Bible.
那么从圣经里面可以看得见
，Pride goes before destruction.
这里告诉我们说，真的是骄傲在败坏以先呐、啊。
When people try to change the rules, change the rule of God.
当人试着来更改神的话的时候
，destruction will follow.
我们看到败坏就要来了。
That's why in this world.There's so much chaos.
所以我们看到世界为什么这么乱
？Because pride has prevailed.
原因就是因为骄傲在前面呢、啊。
But for us, the children of God.
所以今天我们是神的儿女。
Every single day.
我们要千万小心呐、啊。
Pray so hard.
我们要努力的祷告。
To remove our pride.
要铲除我们心中的那一点骄傲。
Let's sing him.
我们一起唱诗。
441.
我们唱诗441首。